For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. Men's T Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit menstclinic.com.
Can't see Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're going to get into some basketball, but Ian Rappaport is rapporting that Dan Quinn has told reporters that Jaden Daniels will not practice today because of the injury to the ribs. Marcus Mariota will talk to the reporters and take first-team reps in practice. So Rappaport said it appears to be trending toward Marcus Mariota getting the start for Washington on Sunday.
Mm. Cowboys back in it, baby.
I mean, if you think they're going to win this Sunday, then yes.
I think they have a better chance.
Than Washington does?
Than they did before with all the other players for the Niners being healthy.
Okay.
Yeah, Debo put on the wrong rag.
The pneumonia rag.
Please, yeah. God, don't let us go back into that again.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
Though? I'm going to go get some ammonia and go put it in an ice bath and then put it on top of your head.
Mm-hmm.
You've never had it before. It's awesome.
I have not.
I just need you to get really sweaty.
Okay.
And hot.
Okay.
That's
the way it works the best.
All right. I'll see what I can do about that. In the meantime, let's talk about the NBA. Give me cut number 7, please. Them Boston Celtics.
Jaylen Brown, step to his right. Three in the air is good, and the Celtics have broken the franchise record for threes with 11:02 to go on opening night.
Lord knows they jacked up 13 three-pointers after that to try to break the NBA record. I've got some NBA generalized storylines for you. Also, if people want to send in on the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney, text line 877-881-1053 or the Twitch or the YouTube, some stat predictions for the Dallas Mavericks. I got some over and under for you there. But let me ask you if these general NBA storylines intrigue you. Because I think the answer to this one is definitively yes. Is the LeBron Curry Durant era nearing its sunset? I think the answer to that question is yes, but does it interest y'all?
Yes, it does. Nah, it does, because the arc of can they do it one more time is always kind of interesting.
Yep.
But I don't always want somebody to do it one more time and be like, coming back for another one. I kind of like the John Elway ride off into the sunset being a champion thing.
This one's for John.
Not everybody gets the opportunity to do that. I get that part, but I like that idea, the concept of being able to just say, I did it, I'm done, I'll see y'all later. Now I'll just be part of the game by being a legend in the game.
Yeah, it intrigues me the more I think about it, just because if you had kind of the Magic Larry to Jordan, and then you got kind of the Shaq, Kobe, Duncan kind of era. And then you had LeBron, and I hate saying this, but you kind of had a little bit of the Wade in there with Kobe, you know, kind of sunset type of deal. So it's never perfect, like it all ends at exactly the same time. But it's interesting if you look at guys like Luka or... You know, it's weird because I can't really put Tatum in there, but maybe you look at Giannis and you look at Jokic. Is Anthony Edwards, that last night wasn't the best night for him, but like you're kind of like, who will be the next 2 to 3 guys to really, you feel like for a decade, have taken over the NBA? But you take it over by winning the championships. LeBron, true. Curry, and Durant kind of cheating, but they took over the NBA by winning most of the championships.
Now, this next one, will the Orlando Magic take the next step in their growth? They gave Jalen Suggs yesterday 5 years, $150.5 million. So whether it's Banchero ascending, Wagner, Suggs, whether you still think Wendell Carter can give you something, Cole Anthony, like however you want to break it down. Do you view the Magic as a team that's ready to take another step? Like, we're just talking about individual players. Could this be the Orlando Magic team that is ready to step into a better place?
Can they do it offensively?
Yeah.
Because was it the Cleveland series they had? It just felt like it was who can score.
I could see that.
78 points. It just felt like it was two good defenses, but not a lot
Pistons,
of great offense.
Pistons, Spurs.
But Banchero, it seems like he's right there on the cusp of being that dude.
They're so young. He is great. I wonder this. You think of the history of it, and I know that Phil Jackson's teams never really had a point guard. Like Derek Fisher, BJ Armstrong, whoever you want. Like they weren't real true point guards through their kind of offensive system. But it's like, okay, I'm kind of with Corey there. It's like they have some great players led by Banchero, and maybe great's too high. But who's the guy that's kind of going to kind of put it all in place? The way we just heard Robert Horry say, the hope is that Chris Paul gets all of these young guys to understand the pecking order. And there is a pecking order there. Is it Anthony Black who can figure it out?
Yeah.
Is it like who's going to figure out how to, like, Banchero's the guy. Everybody else works off of him to the last year's playoff point. But I do think, I wouldn't bet on it, but I think they can make the conference finals if the bracket's set up to avoid Boston until the conference finals.
Okay, I like that. I like that. Are the Thunder built for postseason success? Either yesterday or the day before, I know Gavin Dawson pointed out, like, hey, a lot of national folks are picking the Thunder, but I'm not really having that. Do you feel like the Thunder are built for postseason success?
I do.
I do too.
I like the way you guys said that, Sad.
Because obviously the Mavs have to deal with it. And if you want, you've always said, well, I disagree, easiest road possible. The road just seems to get more difficult in the West over and over, so it's never going to be easy. But they have a lot of young players with high skill sets. I do concern about Chet. He's still, you can push him around. You can still do some, like, take him out of a game almost completely, and the Mavs did during that series. So, I think they continue to grow and get better, but maybe we should be looking at it the other way. Maybe they'll be banging their head up against the wall going, how do we ever beat the Mavs? Like, that team added better, and they still have Luka, they still got Kai. How do we ever deal with that?
I'm just looking at age of some of the guys they're hoping that take the next step. And Holmgren's 22. There should be growth there. I get when you get to 25 in the NBA, in a way, you might have... I know there's still mental things, but you might have kind of hit your peak of you're really understanding the game, and now you just have to stay at that very high level. Like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's 26. Lou Dort is 25. But when you look at the Jalen Williams, who we think can be great.
Agreed.
He's 23. The other one's 22. And he's a role player. The other one. A nice role player, but a role player. So the two guys they're relying on to make major leaps to take them to the level of we're in the NBA finals and possibly winning it are 22 and 23 years old. So I still think there's growth and development, but there could be a little bit of they're just not ready yet to maybe beat a 26-year-old when we get to the playoffs, Luka Doncic, and I'm going to say 32-year-old Kyrie Irving, I think.
Yeah. All right. I've got plenty more storylines for you, but instead I wanted to focus in on the Dallas Mavericks. I've got player prop bets for all kinds of stuff. Corey,
I have a question.
Okay.
I just saw this note, Kevin, that Exum is the only Maverick on the injury report. Luka and Maxi are good to go for tomorrow. My question to you. I'm sorry. Let me finish it, Kevin.
Oh.
My question is.
That's fair. Fair.
How many times this year will there only be one person on the injury report?
Oh, my gosh.
After this game, zero.
Yeah, I could see that.
Okay.
No. I could absolutely see that.
It feels like I would love for them to all be healthy. And it does seem, though, whenever you have a team like this that you want to be out there because you're like, this is awesome. It's great. But this team just has a propensity to be injured.
I mean, not that Maxie's a big-time player for you. He is a 10- to 20-minute guy. But, I mean, he needs to sit out 32 games.
Yeah.
Like his body at most can handle 50 regular season games if you want him healthy for the playoffs.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. Now, on the Luka front, give me points, assists, rebounds, or you can pick any of them. Like, what are you guys projecting per game basis for the season? Points, rebounds, assists for Luka.
60, 30, 20.
That,
I feel like that's pretty easy.
So Corey's going to hammer the over
nightly
on of this.
32 for points. He comes down about from 33.9 to approximately 32.
Okay.
Assist. I don't have his numbers pulled up from last year. I just remember his points. I am going to go at 10.3.
Okay.
And rebounds, I'm going to give him 8.
Okay.
Kevin, I just realized.
I was thinking 7.5 or 8 on rebounds.
Whenever I said 60 and 30, that gave 120 points that came directly from Luka's hands.
At least, yes.
Realistically, I would love to see him in the 25, 13 range.
Okay.
Like, I would love to see that out of him. Because where was he points-wise in the 30s last year?
33.9.
Yes, I would like to see that dip down so that the rest of this team can score.
Okay, and we had Robert Ori on earlier. I really enjoyed his answer to that. He's like, yeah, that is definitely a conversation that is complicated at times. So over-under for Luka, points per game, 32.5. Rebounds per game, 8.5. And then assists per game, 9.5. So, Mike, you're like right on the line.
I'm hoping
for
I go
all of these
over on assists because I want him to be over. Okay. Over when I say over 10, like 10.5.
Yeah, yeah.
He was at 9.8 last year. Rebounds, for some reason, I'm going to go under because
much. Yeah.
He has, for the first time in his career, he has a Lively that we can trust. Yep. Like last year, we had no clue what he was going to be the start the year. You have Gafford. PJ Washington's a solid rebounder. I just think that he has more guys that can help where most of his career, he has not had a center on his team that you could trust, and now he has two. So I think rebounds could come down a hair, and then the points will be interesting on if he wants to go for the scoring title.
Now, for Kyrie, I'm going to ask it a little differently. Give me points per game as well as over-under number of games played.
65
okay.
games. Corey, you want to go on games first?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fifty-eight.
Okay.
He matches what he did last year.
Over under games played, 59.5. So you guys are in that ballpark. Corey's right there taking the under.
In the last 2 years, he's played 60 and 58. So
yeah. Okay, right there in the middle. It makes sense how they got to that number.
Points, I'm going to stick with what he did last year, just a hair under. I'm going to say 25. He has 25.6.
Okay.
I'm going to say 23. Because I'm dead locked on somebody else is going to eat a little more this year. And I think Luka and Kyrie take a little bit of a dip.
Okay.
But for the betterment of the team.
That is really interesting because I think what you're seeing here is Vegas seems pretty high on the Mavs when I give you one more after this, because Kyrie over under points per game, 25.5. So just thus far with Luka and Kyrie, Vegas has got them going at 58 points per game. Now, Clay, what do you think about over-under for him points per game?
Oh, man. What was he at last year?
17.9, I believe. I don't have it pulled up because I have a Maverick stats pulled up. You're saying Klay Thompson?
Yes.
Yeah, and he was, that was a down year for him. 17.9, that was down.
I'm going to say 21.9.
Okay.
I'm with Mike.
17.5. So just with that group right there, they project those three at 75.5 points per game. Now, I realize.
And we're more like at 70.
Exactly.
Like our guesstimation.
Exactly.
Do you think his, that might not exist on there, but his three-point percentage?
What do you think the over-under on his three-point percentage is?
30.
I'm going to guess 39.5 is the Vegas line.
39.4, Bob.
Again, talking about optimism with the Mavericks. Over-under, Klay Thompson's three-point shooting percentage, 40.5.
Okay,
is so where they're close. At. And I know you might
his
be like...
His history would suggest...
Yeah.
Yes.
You might think 1 percentage point, 1.2 percentage points, not that big of a deal. It will be. As the season goes along.
I was going to say 40%. So, like, Vegas is right on the number where I would not feel confident betting either way.
What do you think, Mike? What number would you give him in corner threes, though? Would you put that number higher or lower?
If I've watched enough preseason basketball that he's not hanging out in the corner a lot.
I kind of like that.
Okay.
I mean, there are other guys that can.
Because here's the deal.
True.
The other guys can't shoot from the wing. They can't shoot from the top of the key at a high percentage. He's our one role player that feels more comfortable shooting wing and top of the key threes. Everybody else is like, I need the shortest three-pointer possible to be the most successful. So it seems like the Mavs know this is our guy that can kind of get to the wing. He can go to the up top and he can feel very comfortable taking those threes. It doesn't mean he won't get corner threes, but he's not standing in the corner a lot in these preseason games, but Luka didn't play any of the preseason games.
Yes, agreed on that front as well. Let me ask you one more broader NBA question. I get to Derek Lively tomorrow. Do you think Jokic and the Nuggets have another title run in them?
In his whole career?
Let's say in the next 3 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think he's that good.
I do.
He's the best player in the league. I know Gavin said Luka's taking that over.
That would be great.
I hope so. But he is the best, and usually the best was still, if he has his role players healthy, they can be a scary team.
That's where I say it's very iffy.
Okay.
Because I don't know that Jamal Murray, I don't know if he's going to continue to be playing at the level that he can play at to run with him. But I'll say maybe, Kevin.
Okay. Very, very strong opinion right there from Mr.
My over-under is
maybe. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. I'm going to need you to have more definitive opinions coming up next because it's time for NFL overreaction or reality. Plus, Mike likes it. Let's pack a lot into this expressway next on The Fan.
Off the right. Here's Gibbs. Good run. Best run. Good move. There he goes. Needs a block. He's in. Jahmyr Gibbs answers back for Detroit, and they're on the board.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 through the Fan. It's time for some NFL overreaction or reality. Let's start with the Lions. NFL overreaction or reality. The Lions have the league's best offense.
Ooh, reality.
I agree.
I think I do too.
Yeah, the ability to run the way that they do is, I mean, it's huge. And then I saw this about Amon-Ra St. Brown, Kevin. Did you see this number on him? 354 receptions, 3,989 yards, and 25 touchdowns since he's gotten into the league. With 11 more yards, he can become the fourth player in NFL history with 350, 4,000, and 25 in their first four seasons. Do you know the other ones that have done that?
Jefferson?
Uh-huh.
I mean...
They're all pretty recent.
Oh, okay. Well, that's going to change my answer.
You don't have
then.
To go back too far.
Okay, that's gonna change my answer then. Is Chase on that list?
No.
Chase is not on the case.
Not Steve DeBerg. I appreciate that, Tony Dungy. No. CeeDee Lamb is one of them.
Okay.
The other one, you have to go back just a little bit further, and he's not really playing much right now.
DeAndre Hopkins.
No.
Okay.
Michael Thomas.
Felt like that was topical for the day.
Oh, my gosh. Michael Thomas. Oh, yeah. For what we're doing on Thanksgiving.
New Orleans.
Peace-a-thon.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's no, different Michael Thomas.
We always interview him.
That's St. Brown is one of those receivers. Like, in the first 4 years, he's proven that he's in that category with those guys. And Jared Goff, good quarterback. Sam Laporta, good tight end. They have a defense that gives them the ball back a lot.
Now, the first response I saw, if it's not Detroit, is it Baltimore?
Baltimore's really good.
Does make sense. Here are the last 4 weeks of AFC Offensive Player of the Week. Derrick Henry, Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry, Lamar Jackson. So I could see how Baltimore would be like, hey, I got a pretty good claim right here.
The points per game right now, I think, is in Baltimore's favor, right?
Okay.
And I think touchdowns per game is three. They're tied 3.7 per. Okay. Between Detroit and Baltimore. So they're both averaging that.
NFL overreaction or reality, you care and are invested in whether or not Aaron Rodgers ate one of his own boogers. Now, I knew this.
Is that what he was trying to do with that water bottle?
I knew this story was making traction because my wife said, have you heard about Aaron Rodgers eating one of his own boogers? And I was like, good Lord. And so when he was on Pat McAfee, he said, I have been alerted to this. And in the moment, I thought, I hope the camera is not on me right now. But he goes, it kind of looks like it, but that is not what I'm doing. And then he said, this is a real quote. I swear this is a real quote. I've actually never eaten my boogers. That's one thing I'm very proud of.
You're lying.
All right.
All right. There's Alex.
Proud of it?
I mean, I am too.
What a weird thing to like, hey, I'm going to take a stand right here.
Did you ever? I remember being at Happiness House in East Dallas, Kevin.
Huh?
And yep, it was a little daycare that we stayed at across the street from Truett Elementary.
Ours was called Green Acres.
Oh, look at that. And I remember there was a kid, I don't know, maybe his name was Ethan, and he was standing in line with me and he ate a booger. And I was like, that is the grossest thing I've ever seen. You just pick that out of your nose and put it into your mouth. Now, then I saw my kids do that, and I was like, that is the grossest thing ever. They don't do it anymore. But
it's probably for the best.
You just flick it. That's what you do with them. You don't put them back into your body. You do not put boogers into your body.
All right. There's your advice for the day. I like it. NFL overreaction or reality, Jordan Love.
Put them back in your nose if you're going to put them back in.
That's where they came from.
It seems so pointless.
I know.
They do seem pointless unless they're protecting you from, you know, the secretions protect you from allergies and
surely
bugs, right?
Somebody knows. They'll text us. Like, so like,
the hairs actually in your nose protect you from like bugs going all the way up is what I've been told.
Oh my
like
goodness.
Little gnats and stuff get stuck in the hairs. So.
Huh.
Welcome to lunch, everybody.
NFL overreaction or reality, Jordan Love is ready to be a top five QB in the NFL and stay there. Now, what I mean is kind of like a season-by-season perspective, because I know there'll be some variation, but it usually feels like year-over-year, there are certain quarterbacks, you're like, well, they're just a
you're
default
just gonna throw him
top
in the top five.
Five. Yeah. Is Jordan Love ready to be in that mix?
Yes.
Ooh.
I think he's, when it comes to touchdowns every year, you're going to be like, oh, man, that's a lot. He's got a plethora of mid-name receivers. Like, you just, Jalen Reed's really good. Nobody really knows him yet. Deion Wicks, really good. 100% separation rate this year or this week in the last week, 100% separation rate. Romeo Dobbs, very good. And yet none of them are considered Justin Jeffersons. But Jordan Love's touchdown numbers will continue to put him in that category if they just produce offense.
I was getting ready for Mike Likes It.
Okay, Alec, NFL overreaction or reality? Jordan Love is ready to be a top five quarterback and stay a top five quarterback.
I was getting ready for the Seahawks.
Son
no, I'm
of
kidding.
A bitch,
I'm
I have.
Kidding.
I heard
kidding.
It the second time. I heard it the second
okay.
time.
Oh, I got man. You, big dog.
I was going to say, I have
I can answer
more
for
info
Mike.
If
I
you
said
want.
Jordan Love was going to be an MVP candidate earlier in the season. Well, I don't understand why he's not considered that already.
Yeah, I'm top five.
He has thrown.
Jordan Love, not me.
Jordan Love has thrown for multiple touchdown passes in every game he's played this season. Going back to last year, he has 9 straight games with multiple touchdown passes. The record for the Packers, Aaron Rodgers, 13 in 2011. Right behind him, Brett Favre with 12 across the 94 and 95 season. So he's getting closer to that category. Impressive. NFL overreaction or reality? Mike.
Yeah, I'm going to listen.
Russell Wilson is the best option in Pittsburgh.
He did fine on that game that I gave up on after watching a little bit of it.
He was dazzling.
It depends on which part you gave up on. Because, yeah, if you watched the first half and saw the headline that said he was dazzling, you'd be like, the hell are you talking about?
Mr. Unlimited.
He bores me tremendously.
Everybody. Okay.
It's fine. He's fine. Like, when I was watching early in that game, I'm like, there's no way he's going into the Hall of Fame. And 5 years ago, you thought there was no way he's not making the Hall of Fame.
That is probably true.
That's my Russell Wilson.
Okay.
Is I don't want to watch him play.
Okay. Whether he's the best option, not the best option.
It is boring.
Okay.
So you'd rather see Justin Fields not be boring?
I don't want to watch either one.
Oh, okay.
To be clear.
But you have a
lot. But I would rather watch Justin Fields just because maybe there's the potential of him still improving, but, you know, the Cowboys showed that he stinks.
You like Mike Tomlin, though.
Yeah, I do. I think he's a great coach. Yeah. He's dealing with average quarterbacks who are very different and still figuring out how to be their 5-2, right?
Yeah.
5-2. And one of their losses at 2 is a Cowboys.
Yeah.
Yuck. That's a horrible loss this year.
It was a bad one at home. I think he is the best option.
Okay.
Right now.
NFL overreaction or reality? Bryce Young will indeed stay on the Panthers for the rest of the year.
Yes.
Okay.
Reality.
He'll just stay on the Panthers?
Yeah. He didn't even have to play. He'll just stay on the team.
Well, yeah. They're not going to trade the first overall pick that they traded 73 picks to get.
Even after they benched him?
What are they going to get for
him? I just think that they're...
I can't imagine
this
that
much. I think they're going to sit him out till Thanksgiving, and then maybe after Thanksgiving give him the rest of the season. But they're going to have... They do have their first overall pick this year. I believe their second round pick, I still think, goes to the Chicago Bears this year. So, like, pick 33 through 35 is going to go to the Bears.
And one of the reasons I wanted to bring this up is Diana Rossini said that there are multiple teams, quote, licking their chops to get Bryce Young at the deadline. How long has it been? Two things. First of all, are you surprised by that? Second of all, how long has it been since you heard the expression licking your chops?
I mean, I say it a lot.
Not in a while. You do?
Well, I guess I use chomping.
I think if you're doing it and then you slobber, you're going to be slobbering on top of Bryce Young's head.
Gross. Okay.
Didn't know that was a setup for a short joke, did you?
I didn't. That's interesting because I think there's talent. I think there's talent there. I think the Panthers stink. But then they got a lively game whenever Andy Dalton showed up and everybody was like, oh, look, it's all Bryce Young.
Are you saying he's going to have a Baker Mayfield career?
If he finds a place where he can grow. I think Mayfield benefited from talking with McVay.
I guess they're saying teams are licking their chops going, we think he's really talented.
But
we just think Carolina's a horrible team.
But it's got to, yeah, I think that. But there's got to be a team that knows that they're on that verge and they're kind of that away.
If this happened, I'm throwing out this. If Bryce Young tomorrow got traded to the New York Giants for like a second round, the Giants were like, we think he is the guy. We don't want to draft in the first round a quarterback. We'd rather get more help for Bryce Young. We will trade our second round pick and now build our franchise around Bryce Young the next 3 years. Would that help him?
I appreciate what you're asking here. I do consider confidence is probably shot on him right now. And you got to figure out, it might take a full year to get that back.
If he was traded to the Miami Dolphins.
I was thinking
Tyreek Hill and Waddle.
I think that would help.
I was thinking that one. That was the first name.
But I don't know help how much. Help from, I'm not the worst quarterback in the league. Or help to, I'm average or better.
It would help.
And that's what
Baker
Mayfield is right now, right? Yeah, average or better?
He's better than average right now.
He's better than average right now for sure.
NFL overreaction or reality, the Cleveland Browns see the writing on the wall and they're going to begin to sell off everything that's not nailed down. Player-wise.
You're saying like Myles Garrett?
Yes.
They traded Amari Cooper. I just think that it might be tougher to do these trades than we think to sell off.
For sure. From a salary cap perspective, I absolutely agree with you there.
I mean, I'm hoping that they realize that Deshaun Watson should never quarterback a game again for them.
And by the way, I apologize. The other day I told you $79 million per season the next 2 years. Only $73 million cap
hit. Very releasable now.
Per season for the next 2 years.
When it comes to a guy like Myles Garrett, hey, what are you getting back for him? And it's going to be a king's ransom, I feel like, because I feel like you're going to have to give up two ones in that range. But that means you're ready to just completely change the culture again, and you got to go rebuild that whole thing. And
I'd move him to Baltimore.
You're still kind of that quarterback away.
It worked. They won a championship. Yeah.
I mean, I could see that.
You said move the whole franchise to Baltimore.
Yeah.
Do it again. I thought he was talking about Miles Garrett.
No, he means everything. No, pack up the vans in the middle of the night.
This is the only way it's worked for Cleveland is to move them to Baltimore. Immediately won a championship and became a team that was very competitive for a long time, well-run franchise. I think you move them to Baltimore, and then that should help them out. You tell Cleveland fans it's a long trip.
Okay.
Get on a plane. It's the only way we're going to be successful.
Since he has that opinion or that feeling, let me ask you this, Corey, to kind of go along with that. Go ahead.
I would just like to add something to the segment.
Sure.
Courtesy of our friend Patrick McLemore, who said, and I'm not trying to put Mike on blast publicly, but this is a video of him at the beginning of the segment where y'all talked about Aaron Rodgers eating his boogers.
Oh, no.
And Mike sticks his finger up in his nose and scratches his nose. There is a video that
exists.
Okay,
but he's not eating his boogers.
I don't believe I've ever intentionally ate my boogers.
We all have been caught picking our nose.
Sure.
I'm saying.
I pick my nose a lot.
And you always say it's a scratch, right? Scratching.
Yeah. I don't believe I've picked a booger today. Like, got in there and picked a booger.
Does it go in?
Corey.
Yep.
Has Deshaun Watson played his last game for the Browns?
Please say yes.
Yes.
Okay. You're validated.
Next question.
Come on, all right. Cleveland. Please.
Next question.
No team, all 32 teams, should never play Deshaun Watson in a football game again. Unless he wants to switch. Houston might have had the right idea and put him at safety at those practices. Because maybe he is a decent defensive player.
NFL overreaction or reality, the Amari Cooper trade will have a greater impact on this season than the Devontae Adams trade.
Yes,
100%.
Agree.
They're going to make the playoffs.
Reality.
Okay, and you guys both emphatically think that is the case.
Yeah. Now I would ask the question, we don't know because we haven't seen it yet, but can I ask you this question?
Sure.
Back at this one, since we both believe Devontae Adams will have no impact on this season in a way that they make the playoffs or anything, DeAndre Hopkins helps out Kansas City more, or does Amari Cooper help out Buffalo more?
Amari.
Yeah, that's what I think too. And I think I'm in the same position where I don't think it is that close. Patrick Mahomes is a magician. I think DeAndre Hopkins is closer to the end than perhaps other people.
Oh, that's it.
I would rank it Amari, Hopkins, Adams.
Just because you don't think the Jets are going to matter?
I don't think Aaron Rodgers is that.
Agreed.
Out of all three of those receivers, the two I named at the top go to the better quarterbacks. And Josh Allen's a better quarterback right now, and you gave him a better weapon. Aaron Rodgers is not as good as he once was by the standards of being able to run away and escape, or the standards of his accuracy that he used to have. So I would have it in that order right now.
All right. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. And that is some NFL overreaction to reality. And you know, Mike, I'm expecting this Mike likes it to be very good since you actively were not listening to one of our questions in the previous segment. Yeah. So or not actively listening, I guess is a better way to put it. So I'm expecting big things from this Mike likes it.
All right. So I didn't really have much prepared for Mike likes it. So what happened?
It's the same time every day.
I know, isn't it? So
did you are you asking, isn't it? Or were you saying?
No, I know it is.
Okay.
But sometimes you forget. Like, oh man, this 1241 thing came up on me.
Should we have a break in case of emergency AM on the FM on standby at all points where Mike's like, hell, I didn't look into
all right.
it.
So I Googled this to see. I said, funny things to talk about.
Oh my God.
And so
for this segment?
Yeah. So I found an article Corey's in.
God help me.
Oh, I'm definitely in. Yeah. I can't wait.
It said 100 ways to laugh. Are you looking for some fresh and funny things to talk about? I am, for Mike likes
it. That's why he Googled
it. This is great. Whether you're trying to break the ice with new people or just want to spice up your conversation with friends, having a few go-to topics can make all the difference. After all, who doesn't love a good laugh?
It's true.
That's why you tell your wife those jokes that you know will work on her.
She loves those jokes.
It's called seduction.
So it says in this article, we'll explore some of the best funny things to talk about to get your conversation partners laughing and having a great time. Whether you're looking for silly jokes, amusing antidotes, however you say that, or clever observations, we've got you covered. So sit back, Tolos.
Oh my God.
Relax.
This is going
to
be terrible.
Take a load off and get ready to add some humor to your conversations.
I'm in.
How to start a funny discussion. So if you don't know how to do this, I'm giving you all the hints. And here it looks like they have three golden girls laughing really hard.
Dude, that's awesome. Old ladies are fun.
How to get conversations going, you need to prepare your audience. Say you're at a dinner party and the discussion needs some helping getting into a flow. At this point, you can suggest, let's liven things up.
The worst thing.
Fun topics. I'll go first. Then you ask your witty question and get a lively conversation going.
Hold on. So the beginning of this is a how-to about how to start a conversation?
Yeah, it's like making a soup, Kevin.
I'm setting it up. This is the introduction.
Oh, my God.
Okay? It told you to relax.
Okay.
You have not taken a load off, and you have not relaxed. Okay?
You seem more stressed.
You could say...
Do you get it?
You're an interesting person. I can't help but wonder... Then you say your line to get things moving. Are you ready for the lines? Are you ready yet? Have I introduced it well enough?
You have.
All right.
Let's do this.
Funny subjects to talk about.
Good.
Childhood memories.
Oh.
What did you do as a child that got you into trouble? Do you feel the laughs about to happen?
Man.
Totally.
You don't even have to answer. That's just a question to think about, guys.
Does it really say, do you feel the laughs about to happen?
No, I added that.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I remember.
Thank you, Ed, too tall boxer.
I remember I was trying to tie my shoe once, and I wasn't old enough. I wasn't good at it yet, and my dad walked out, and he goes, what's going on? And I was like, I'm trying to tie my effing shoe. Mm. I got in trouble for that. That's a funny story, Kevin.
Okay.
What's the wildest thing you did as a teenager?
Ooh. Got arrested. So to go along with that, the moment I thought my mom was going to slap the taste out of my mouth and she goes, why do you always have to be such a smart ass? And I go, it's better than being a dumbass though, right? And I was like, oh no, I probably shouldn't have said that. And then she cracked a smile and I was like, I think I'm going to be okay.
It says the next topic, there's other questions for childhood stuff, but then it says past experiences. Fun topics to discuss. It says here, hey, when you got your girlfriend pregnant, did you know the person that she cheated on against you?
What? It does not say that.
No, but I thought that would be a funny way to start a conversation. Have you guys ever had a girlfriend you got pregnant and then they cheated on you?
Yes. Immediately after, but yes.
And you knew the other person?
Oh, I did not know the other person, so I guess.
Okay, it worked out. Great. Yeah. I had no clue that that would work out in this room. What's your worst pickup line you've heard?
How much does
I feel like this is a conversation to a woman.
Excuse me, does this smell like chloroform?
Oh my God.
That sounds
dude.
Like a bad pickup line,
yeah,
right?
It would be.
Yeah. I mean, the success rate on it, I don't know. That's
when are we
movie.
Doing Fan Phenom again?
What?
Tell me about the strangest roommate you've ever had. Oh, the laughs. You ready? This is past experiences, fun topics.
I had a roommate that went to prison.
Well,
really?
Yeah.
Like for how long? Prison's like for a while. Jails can be hours.
2 years. He was in for 2 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Taxes?
No, it was a lot more. But whenever he got out and he came back to our apartment, he like opened the door like four times in a row. And he was like, you don't get to do that in prison. It's a really cool thing that you take for granted.
That's nice.
You ready to laugh?
I
name the most daring thing you've ever done. See, this is just a great. This is great.
All right, Mike.
People that have trouble with conversations, I'm giving you 100 things here.
Yeah. What is the most daring thing you have ever done, Mike?
Oh, throw a pitch right down the middle to like one of the greatest hitters of all time.
Didn't work out.
No.
It's a bold decision.
He was like, let me challenge Barry Bonds here.
Yeah. Let's see if it pays off. It did not.
Tell me about the worst pickle you've been in and how you solved it. Remember, these are topics that can get discussions going with laughs.
Who asks, what's the worst pickle you've ever been in? Like, what's the crappiest situation?
I'm telling you, you should at the next dinner you're at, ask this question.
What if I answered it and I was like, but then again, it wasn't that big of a deal.
I guess, yeah, I would be like, well, then
I think that'd be kosher.
I should probably ask another question. What's the biggest lie you've ever told?
I swear to God, the clock is moving slower. I swear.
You don't like this?
I love it. I think it's great.
There's 100 of these. I'm only on number 23. I haven't even given you the other 22. I'm just picking and choosing.
For the 469, Vasek has me dying of laughter.
Come on. We're laughing here. No? What's the biggest lie you've ever told?
I love you. That is a good question.
Who did you tell? Just so you could get some? Because that's bad. You're using that person.
No.
That's
it, it was not because of that. But you could tell.
She needed it.
Like in that moment.
Jeez.
It was a romantic. It was a romantic moment and she felt it. And I was looking back and I'm like, thinking I'm not there. I probably should have just told her. It felt wrong. But I told her what she wanted to hear, and eventually I did.
All right.
See, that's the thing, though, right? Because sometimes you're like, they want to hear this. Should I do it or should I just be honest? If I'm honest, it's going to cause confrontation, but it's probably the best way to do it. I'm not quite there yet, but I appreciate that you care about me.
That's probably the way to go.
Remember, I'm just trying to get conversations going in the laughs. Sit back and relax. Take a load off. Okay.
Why do you keep saying that?
I don't know. It's fun to say. It's making people laugh.
Take a load off, Penny.
I think it's Sally.
Fanny.
Because your butt. Your butt's a fanny.
Take a load off your fanny.
I swear to God, that clock just went backwards. I know for a fact
that clock just went backwards. Celebrity and entertainment. Funny things to talk about. Which celebrity do you look like? What a question! What a question, guys! Huh? I mean, a younger Carrot Top in there for Alec. What do you think?
Carrot Top?
Yeah, he's got
he has red hair.
Because he's kind of jacked.
He's jacked with red hair.
When was that Carrot Top decided to become huge?
Up his face tremendously.
It was out of nowhere, dude.
Like it was
one,
random.
Yeah, one day you just look up and you're like, hold on.
Kind of like Carrot Top?
From the 817, Mike isn't allowed to go on vacation. This is phenomenal. From the 945, I love everything on this list
That you haven't taken a load off yet and relaxed. Relax, Kevin.
I am by far more tense than I was like 7 minutes ago.
From the 903, I just bring up this conversation list to start a conversation. Yeah. And then from the 321, Mike, this is the best segment of the month so far.
Thank you. Hey, Kevin, you're good at this.
Thanks.
Show me your best impersonation of a celebrity.
No.
Why not?
We want to laugh, Kevin. That's Michael Walker.
And I called you Kevin by accident. It's Kevin.
He said Kevin.
All right. Does an animated cartoon character count as a celebrity?
Yes.
Hey, it's up to you to make us laugh.
Yes. The one that I think you're going with, yes, he is a celebrity.
Real? Oh, and then we guess.
Yeah. Oh, we know, Mike. Or I do. Do you not know?
It's Garfield.
Oh, man. I had to catch myself there.
All right. Random funny question to ask. Number 36.
Stop encouraging him. This segment is gold. Top 10 show of the year. Come on.
Number 36 through 55. We obviously cannot get to all these. I only have 2 minutes.
You always got tomorrow, Mike.
Oh, dear goodness.
Text in if you want me to continue this topic tomorrow.
Right, I'm texting in no right now.
What do you want to be when you grow up? I think this question is for a younger audience.
Yeah, because if you're talking to an adult, are they already grown?
I want to be Corey Seager.
Yeah, I think we all do.
He's way better than I ever was. was.
Home runs, got a big contract, has a dog.
All right, I'll move forward. You're not laughing as much as I... Ready for this one? The laughs are about to happen. I can't even ask this question without laughing. I feel like Jess right now. All right. Where does the term holy moly come from?
That is a good question.
That's a question to laugh about.
What does moly even mean?
You tell me where holy moly comes from.
Do you know?
I do not.
And now as a group at the dinner table, we look it up together. We try and figure it out.
Do you have an answer or are you telling us to look it up?
I don't know. I'm just on one website.
He's just starting conversations, yeah. Kevin. He's not.
Remember, I missed the whole Jordan Love conversation to get this ready for us. Do you
That's what you were doing?
Yeah, this was what I was doing. Because I was reading some of these. I was like, oh, this is worth it.
Where does the term?
Funny things to talk about. Questions 56.
Why do you keep resetting through
76.
Like that?
Funny things to talk about. Opinions. Is it more important to have laughter or a lot of money?
Oh, money.
Money.
Yeah.
Why?
Because I can laugh at my money.
Yeah. Because you'll be around people who know you're rich enough. They'll laugh at whatever you say.
Yeah, man. If you're really rich, you can laugh at everybody's failures.
Kevin, we're out of time. Last one. Question number 57. We have plenty to get to.
Are you sure it's not like 4,057?
The 682. F you, Mike. I'm trying to work out, but I can't quit laughing.
Yeah, see? Oh, my gosh. He's taking a load off.
He's relaxing. He's working out.
Yeah, while he's working out. He took a load off the bars, and now he's laughing. What's something everybody should try at least once, Kevin?
This segment.
No. Huh? No. Huh? No.
The 214. I learned more from this segment than anything else all year. Took notes.
All right. No. Hold on. Hold on. If we still have this feature on the Odyssey app, and I think we do, I want you to put some of this into practice tonight and roll tape on it and send it in to us so we can hear the hilarity as it plays out in your actual life.
I'm not having a dinner party.
Smell you like that most people don't.
I don't know.
All right. Well, you know what?
Sandalwood.
Always up to no good.
And that's Mike likes it.
Oh, man, Thundercats. That Mike.
I don't know if I can do better. That might be my retirement.
You know, Jerry yesterday told Sean and RJ that it's like they should be lucky that he comes on the radio, yeah. Basically. Mm-hmm. We're lucky that we get Mike Bassick on at 12:40 for
you know
this
what?
Segment.
Mike, I think you should ask some of these questions to Jerry on Friday. I think that should be the interview.
Ooh, like number 69. See, we're already laughing. Tell me the things people will say at your funeral, Jerry.
No,
I actually do
question.
Think that is an amazing question to ask. We're the KNC masterpiece, I guess, right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next.
The 254. I learned from this segment that Kevin's not very good at his Garfield impersonation.
Dude, YouTube's loving this. I can't believe I knocked this out of the park. Holy cow. I feel like Giancarlo Stanton in the playoffs.
Coming up next. It's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
Hey, we're going to look at some trades, actually. And... how much butt did my son kick last night next to the fan?
With Odie. Garfield is a cat.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.